Levi Russell. He's with the Tea Party Express. Levi, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you this morning?
Thanks so much for being with us. Obviously, want to get your take on the debt ceiling bill from the Tea Party perspective. What's your reaction?
Well, I got to tell you, there's I think overall our group is pretty disappointed by the overall results. I'm out here in Sacramento, and the front page of the paper yesterday morning was that this new deal does not do anything to reduce the deficit over the next 10 years, and after 10 years, our deficit will be higher than it is now. So folks are looking at it and I think feeling like it isn't really much of a solution at all, more like a solution to a political problem that was created by Washington for Washington, and rather than a solution that is really going to do much for this country.
Well, the Tea Party has a pretty big voice there. You put a lot of people in office who are in Congress. How'd that happen?
Well, you're right. It was certainly a long and drawn out battle, but it just seemed as each new deal came along that the position kind of got further eroded. I think it's a factor of we've got a few folks there that are really willing to make changes, and we have a lot of folks in Washington who are willing to talk about it and make it seem like they're interested in it. But when it really comes down to it, it's just business as usual and it's the same old political game.
We had Republican Congressman Mike Rogers on this show this morning, and he voted for it, although he said he wasn't happy he did that. But he said he had concerns over what would have happened if we wouldn't have raised the debt ceiling. What would have happened in the financial market with our credit rating, with the what would happen on Wall Street? What do you think about that?
I wish that every one of those congressmen and senators who said that they didn't really like the bill but they voted for it anyway would have maybe put in a little more work and put in work for a bill that they would have liked and would have been happy to vote for. It seemed like everyone there was holding their nose and voting yes for it rather than actually working on the problem. It harkens to me back to the TARP and the bailout plans where everyone said, well, we don't like to do this, but we're going to anyway. And then, after a year's hindsight, they say, oh, well, maybe we shouldn't have done that. That didn't really work out that great. I think we need to solve these problems up front and be more honest about them instead of throwing a Band-Aid over a big gaping wound and pretending it went away.
Levi, what do you think when you hear the Vice President of the United States and other Democratic leaders using the word terroristic and terrorists when talking about the Tea Party and Tea Party members and Tea Party supporters?
Well, for some time now, the left has taken a tactic of this really over-the-top invective and really, I think, insulting and damaging rhetoric, and it's been from top to bottom, and everything from the ads you see on TV where they see, well, Republicans want to throw grandma over the cliff that we all saw, to other Democrats on the Hill saying that the conservatives with their budget reform are wanting to force senior citizens to eat dog food, and to me it is an attempt to sow discord and to foment this anger and hatred, resentment, kind of create a class warfare. It's so divisive and so damaging and so I think the antithesis of what the political process, political discord in this country should be. It's just a huge disappointment that these folks who are supposed to represent all Americans, like the Vice President is, attacking a large group of Americans because they happen to have a different political viewpoint than his.
All right, Levi, one more question for you. What is the Tea Party's perspective on what would you have suggested that Congress do in the face of this budget deficit deal? What would have been the alternative?
We were advocating for the plan that was developed by the RSC called Cut, Cap, and Balance, and it essentially put in meaningful cuts that would happen right now as well as over the next 10 years. It put a cap on the total percentage of spending that was tied to GDP, and it called for a constitutional amendment that would force Congress to balance the budget, which is something that they're required to do anyway, but they just don't. So we feel that some structural elements put in place that did not allow for deficit spending and out of control government spending continue would have been better. Instead, we've got something that offers no structural elements and in place to enforce that, and no real teeth at all. And then when the dirty details all got aired out, we realized that there's actually no real cuts to spending.
And Levi, just to be clear, I think there is misconceptions from the media and also from people about what the Tea Party Express is. You are not an entity of the Republican Party, are you?
Absolutely not. We are a group that advocates for principles rather than politics, and our our core message is fiscal responsibility, and we have supported Democrats and independents and folks from the Conservative Party as well as Republicans. So we're absolutely having a little R after your name doesn't do a whole lot for us. So we're looking at who you really are and what you stand for, and your commitment to getting this country moving forward into economic prosperity.
Are there conservative Democrats that the Tea Party Express has supported?
Absolutely. Yeah, they're unfortunately they're few and far between, and I think that kind of goes back to the the rhetoric and invective that you're getting from Democrat leadership. So if you have Joe Biden saying that the Tea Party is a terrorist, it's tough to get a fiscally responsible Democrat willing to support that or stand up and defend those ideas. So they're few and far between, but we certainly encourage it and have supported them in the past.
All right. As we let you go, Levi, the Tea Party Express national tour is going to get underway, I believe, on the 27th in Napa, California. We're going to roll here through Michigan with a couple of stops. How are preparations going for that?
They're going great. We're in the final stages of that, of putting this this whole two-week tour together. This is the fifth national tour that we've actually done, this one with a focus on presidential candidates. We're inviting to come out and join us, especially in our stops through the early primary states. And it all leads up to the debate that we'll be co-hosting at CNN September 12th. So really excited to it. I'm looking forward to seeing the candidates out on the trail and letting them give the message straight to the Tea Party members and see who support or who earns that Tea Party support.
Levi Russell is with the Tea Party Express. Thanks so much, Levi.
All right, thanks, Tony. Have a good day.